Shalom Chaverim. Baruch haba lechol makshivim. This is Dr. Duff Forbes, Rabbi Kehillat HaMashiach B'toch Yisrael. Welcome, my friends, to this program entitled Treasures from Tanakh. My friends, the ancient apocryphal writer Ben Sirah exclaims, "The beauty and glory of heaven are the stars, gleaming ornaments in the heights of God." Also the Hebrew poet Micah Joseph Liebenson quaintly remarks of the stars, "Are ye God's meditations, thoughts indeed, engraved upon the annals of the skies?" What a striking thought, is it not? The stars as meditations of God. How often has your upward gaze been arrested by the scintillation of some sparkling star as you have beheld the twinkling, tremulous motion of its light? Stars give birth to meditations, and none so fruitful as the ancient Star of David, a symbol made up of two equilateral triangles interlaced to form a hexagonal star. The symbol of the interlaced triangles, the Star of David, is held by some to be of such early origin as to be known by the ancient Egyptians, Hindus, Chinese, and Peruvians. According to Rabbi Max Grunwald of Jerusalem, the symbol appeared on a Hebrew seal, which was dated from the 7th century before the Common Era, and which was discovered at Sidon. I myself have seen the symbol on the ruins of the ancient synagogue at Capernaum in Galilee, ruins which date back at least to the 3rd century of the Common Era. This, by the way, is the synagogue to which it is thought reference is made in the New Testament, in the 7th chapter of Luke and the 6th chapter of John. The Karaite, Judah ben Elijah Hadasi, in his Eshkol HaKofer, dated about 1148 of the Common Era, calls the symbol the Shield of David, a title by which it is now more commonly known, even in the two major Hebrew pronunciations, Magen David or Mogen David. The German Jewish author Max Brod writes, and here I quote, "In Judaism, there was always a tendency to recognize the peculiar concatenation and permeation of the two worlds. I visualize in the Shield of David the symbolical presentation of that permeation," he says. In proof of the fact that Max Brod is on the right track, it is sufficient to mention that in medieval days, the interlaced triangles were called the Shield of David and Abraham. This designation immediately plants our thoughts firmly in the first verse of the 15th chapter of Bereshit, that is Genesis, where the word shield first appears, and where God says to our father, Abraham, "Al tira Avram, anochi magen lach." Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield. A protective and saving characteristic of the Eternal, to which the great King David, the human ancestor of King Messiah, was able to attest when he exclaims in Psalm 18, "Magen hu lechol hachosim bo." He is a shield unto all them that take refuge in him. The term Shield of David really does bring into association the two worlds, the heavenly and the earthly. Moreover, its initial employment in Scripture makes the point of contact God and Abraham, and through the divine promises to Abraham and to David, for example, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, pinpoints these promises upon and through the prophesied King Messiah. As to the term Star of David, we have already seen in messages immediately preceding, the messianic implications embedded in Balaam's parable of the star out of Jacob. As we spend a few moments together in meditation on the suggested symbolism of the star, let me again quote Max Brod. Two triangles, one pointing upward, the other downward, are interwoven to such an extent that they appear to be a new phenomenon which cannot be split into its parts again. Our God is one. That is the end of the quotation. The three vital sides of the one triangle pointing downwards to the earth suggest to our minds the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that triune earthly foundation upon which rests the divine messianic redemptive promises. On other occasions, I have called attention to the fact that the messianic line was the product of divine biological supernatural births, for the matriarchs, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, were humanly incapable of bearing children. The blue color of the interlaced triangles suggests this heavenly feature of miraculous birth associated with the messianic nation Israel. The white background upon which the blue symbol appears suggests to the mind the twin ideas of the purity of the divine revelation granted to Israel, and also the fact that Israel was a people that shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. I quoted then from Numbers, the 23rd chapter. This singular character of the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, is due to the fact that this nation is an instrument in the divine redemptive purposes. It will also be observed that the two triangles interlaced make 12 points of contact, suggesting the number 12 continually associated with the tribes of Israel. The resultant pattern of the two triangles is a star. As a star is a heavenly luminary for those on earth, so Israel was to give the light of the knowledge of the one true God to the world. This divine objective has only been partially achieved by Israel as a national entity, owing to his unfortunate defection from revelation into mere human tradition. But it is an objective that will surely be accompanied and accomplished in the days yet future. Then will Isaiah's prophecy have complete fulfillment when he cries, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Eternal is risen upon thee, and nations shall walk to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." However, the spiritual outshining of Israel as a nation will not have its glorious accomplishment until Israel, officially and nationally, understands and embraces the truth embedded in the triangle pointing upwards to the heavens. Whatever erring human tradition may have done to obscure the light of the knowledge of the eternal God of the universe, at least the Tanakh itself still blazes forth the beams of that divine revelation, disclosing that the unity of the eternal is a unity adequately symbolized by the unity of the three sides of the one heaven-pointing triangle. The three vital sides of the one triangle pointing upwards to the heavens suggests to our minds that unity in triunity mysteriously set forth in the Hebrew Bible and so beautifully enunciated by Moses when he cries, "Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad." Hear, O Israel, the Eternal, our gods, for the word is plural, the Eternal, a unity. The star, heavenly in position and origin, as a symbol of the Messiah, indicates the heavenly position of the King Messiah Redeemer as high priest forever after the endless rank of Melchizedek. It also indicates the divine origin of Messiah. The six points of the star, on the other hand, suggest the essential humanity of King Messiah. as if one of the three vital sides of the heaven-pointing triangle of the deity of the God of Israel became incarnate by miraculous birth as a man. For six is the number of man in scriptural gematria. The great Isaac Avravanel, in his commentary on Daniel entitled Wells of Salvation, recognizes the deity and humanity of Messiah when, referring to the stars, he writes, and here I quote, "A short time since, and will herald the birth of the divine man, the Messiah," unquote. This human divine Messiah Redeemer is the prophesied sprout of Jesse, who has received the sixfold messianic anointing announced by the prophet Isaiah in his 11th chapter. "And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and a Netzer shall grow forth out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Eternal shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Eternal." This Star of David not only speaks of this human divine Messiah, but also suggests the fruit of the atonement he obtained for Israel and for all mankind, because it is only when sin-sick man, in his triunity of spirit, soul, and body, suggested by the earth-pointing triangle, becomes interlocked with the triune God of Israel, suggested by the heaven-pointing triangle, that the perfect picture of the Star of Redemption appears in the firmament of human hope, of Isaiah's sixfold anointed one, the sprout, the branch, the netzer, from the stock and root of Jesse. It is also written in Scripture, "He shall be called a Nazarene." Yivrecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yair Adonai panav elecha v'hunecha, Yisar Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.